It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. And we've got the Castle Valley Crop School that's coming up. This is more geared towards farmers and ranchers. And it's going to give you some idea about different crops in the area, things like that. It's coming up in February. We want to get the word out and let people know what kind of things they're going to cover. And if you're interested and want to go to this, how to get a hold of them and take care of that. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about crop school. Now, this is geared right here in our area. And what kind of things are you going to talk about during this Castle Valley Crop School?
So we're glad to be able to offer this back in person again for the first time in a couple years. So basically, we tailor this to kind of growing issues or things that we notice people could use some information on. So after we get through with our little trade show area, we have some guest speakers. So our first speaker will be somebody with the NRCS talking about the Conservation Stewardship Program, which is a cost-share program to essentially create better working farms, biodiverse farms. We also have a few different folks coming to talk about no-till. The conservation district purchased a no-till drill a few years back, and we're seeing that it's very popular, but people have questions. Management for field crops is a little bit different with no-till, so we'll be talking about kind of how to integrate weed management into no-till crops, as well as just general management considerations when you're switching from standard or traditional tillage to no-till.
So I've got a question. What do they consider no-till?
No-till, it's essentially a way, it's a way of putting your seed into the ground for a crop that you're not actually tilling over the dirt. We have some specialty machines that can put the seed right where it needs to go without having, you know, the big plows and cultipackers and everything out there. And we actually see that in some cases it can increase increase yields. The other thing that we're trying to do is by leaving some residue over the top of the soil over the winter or during times when things aren't actively being grown, we reduce erosion. So your soil is staying on your farm and not down the street somewhere or ends up in the river. So we reduce compaction, we do reduce erosion, and we actually build soil carbon.
So it sounds like there's quite a few benefits to it if you can get it right and make it happen at your farm or area.
It's a better way of doing things. It can be very beneficial to your soil health and your farm's bottom line. We even see savings in fuel cost over traditional tillage systems, but it does have a few different considerations that you just have to be able to plan ahead for to be successful.
And you know, it's one of those things that I would be willing to bet, as with anything, farming is a new science every year. They come out with something different and something new, and this is just one more thing to add into that, right? Into that arsenal.
You bet. We're always doing, as the land-grant university, USU is always at the forefront of ag in Utah, and we're always learning stuff new.
And that's as it should be, as it should be. So this course is actually a free course, right?
Yeah.
But you are asking people to register for it, and why do they want them to do that?
So we will be providing dinner that night. So after our trade show, we'll have a dinner for people. So we need to get a head count for that. So we are asking people to RSVP by January 28th. You can either call us at your local extension office, or you can also call Julie Weber with the Conservation District, and we'll get you on the list.
Okay, so once again, all the particulars of this, when is it going to be, where is it going to be, and the times and all that stuff?
So February 2nd, from 5:30 to 8:30, and we will be at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center up at USU Eastern.
All right, so lots of great information that's going to come out of this. If you own a farm here in the area, you're looking for some ideas or just trying to get the latest things that are going on, this is a great way to do that. It's the Castle Valley Crop School, once again, February 2nd at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. Reach out to your local extension office to RSVP to that. You were saying you've got maybe another couple of other things planned coming up in the March and April months, and we'll talk about those at another time. But it sounds like it's a busy, busy spring, or on the way to be a busy spring, at least.
It's
for
coming.
The extension. All right, Steve Price with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. Thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.